Good afternoon, Audioboo. Today is the 9th of April 2015. Good afternoon, VI Talk, is what I'm trying to say. Again, sorry about this. Old habits. So, a quick follow up on the tactile markings for the gym topic I posted. I think it was last Friday. I may have mentioned that today I would go back to the gym and talk through it with the lady, one of the staff members who was keen to do it. So I did. I didn't actually exercise today because I'm having a run tonight and tomorrow morning. So I figured I don't want to knacker myself out. So I just went in to talk through it. Now, obviously we try and bump ons first. They've got loads of spare bump ons. They say if one is missing, they'll replace it first. If it happens too frequently, they'll try Highmark or something like that. Thanks, by the way, Joe Fishwick, for recommending that. It'll definitely be something I've pointed out to them. If it doesn't work, they will have a look at that. But for now, they planned to put bump-ons on the first of every machine. So first treadmill, first bike, first cross-trainer, stepper, etc. I also didn't know that one other gentleman who's completely blind with his carer is coming in to GC Gym regularly. So if you listen to that, hi. And let me know if there's anything. Well, let them know, I suppose. But yeah, so I thought she wanted to do everything with me, but after doing the treadmill, which I think is one of the most trickiest bits, really, she felt confident enough to do the rest by herself. So we went on the treadmill and we discussed which buttons should be bump-oned, as it were. We put a bump-on on the quick start button, on the pause button, on the cool down and stop button, and then we put bump-ons on the enter button because you need it when you want to resume after pause, and speed and incline. They all look the same, but you basically go by order. So you have to remember that the bottom left is quick start, middle is pause, right is cool down, enter is the furthest on your right. The two buttons on the right are speed, the two buttons on your left are incline. But I think with time, you do obviously get used to all that, because you do that with, at least for me, I was used to that with normal buttons anyway. Not every button felt different. So we talked about that, and I think the treadmill is the one that needs the most bump-ons, because with a bike you just need quick start, resistance, and a cool down button. So that's like, what, 4 bump-ons, whereas the treadmill needs 8. So I said, really, once we've done the treadmill, everything else is quite straightforward. Again, you don't get the random program. So you are in a way still limited, but then you can still ask someone to put on the random program for you if you so desire. But if you want to change the maximum level, you can then do it yourself with the bump-ons. Or indeed, if you want, you just randomize it yourself by turning it up and down. Either way, you are a lot more independent than you were when there was no buttons or no bump-ons. We put the bump-ons right in the middle of the buttons. I call them buttons, but obviously they're touchscreen. They are button. They look like buttons, but they're not raised. So they're right in smack bang in the middle And I gave it a go and it worked perfectly. I didn't obviously run with it because I had pumps on and a handbag around me and not adequately clothed, but I definitely gave it a go, and I'm going to obviously go in there more frequently now. And we even had a chat about making classes more vocal. Certainly for a small gym like that, if they know that one or two blind people are joining a class, they can maybe do it a bit more vocal. So, like, for example, the lady I talked to wants to do boxer size classes. So she said if she knows that I'm coming, she would then be more vocal. And again, small classes like that, you have time to correct somebody. Whereas if it's a massive gym, you're not really. So I think it's a good thing for small gyms to start it, because they have a lot more, you know, they might have more. It's not going to be as packed, I suppose. And you get to correct people a lot more. The studio itself is not massive anyway. And you subscribe to the classes, or you let them know that you're coming. And if they then know that you're visually impaired, they can make the changes, or at least, you know, you can try a few classes and they learn as they go and you learn as you go. Plus, I possibly could come 5 minutes before the class so that she can say, look, we're going to do this and this and this today. This is called this. It works this way. We're going to do, I don't know, star jumps or whatever she's planning to do, and show me the basic moves, and then I can, you know, do that. So I think with a small gym like that, communication just really is key. So, having said all that, if you live in the Gloucestershire area, and I will put it on the VI Talk Facebook thingy later on as well, because I know some of the guys from Gloucestershire are on the VI Talk Facebook group, possibly even Twitter. I will mention it on there. If you live in the Gloucestershire area, or indeed if you're even, I don't know, visiting, as I mentioned last time, they have a pay-as-you-go option. Obviously, you'd need an induction first and whatnot, but certainly if you are there more often, by all means, pop in. They're great. And you have a cafe nearby if you need a coffee after your heart workout. I can show you. Give me a shout. But yeah, no, by all means. And see, now I can say to my guide, if my guide's struggling to come back from work on time, I can say, don't worry about it. I'll pop to the gym and, you know, go on the treadmill for an hour. And he won't feel bad that I'm left with no exercise, and I won't have to be grumpy. And Gav won't, you know, have a grumpy wife because she can't go out running. So, win-win for all of us, basically. So, there you go. I thought I'd let you know, and I might pop into the gym. I will pop into the gym next week and possibly do an audio booth from there to see how it's going, to kind of just keep it alive. And yeah, if you're interested in doing it for your small gym that you know where it is, but it doesn't have buttons on the machines, just have a chat with them. Tell them that, you know, in other places they're already doing it, and it doesn't cost much. And yeah, just give it a go. Spread the word, as it were. I don't want it to be an exception. I want it to be one of many gyms that make the small, really low-cost adjustment of putting a few tactile markings on. It really doesn't hurt them, and it might win them some more customers. So, spread the word, basically. If you're already in a gym, or if you, yeah, just spread the word, basically. That's all I wanted to say for now. I will pop on the Facebook group later, as I said, and put it on there as well. Until then, I will talk to you guys soon. Speech off, publish, button, 2, the iTalk, type, 40, pause recording.